From Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York, this is Elcott, The Next Step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and we welcome you this Sunday morning to Elcott, The Next Step, our achievement. And we'll be very happy to bring on friend Everly, who has elevated to a priesterly south from his initial initiate standing with the Elcott Council. Again, we have our Redeemeries in New York State as well as in Big Sur, California, the Overlord Arch in Hawaii, and most importantly and new to the Elcott experience, something I think those of you who are considering a life in Elcott, The Next Step, will find exciting and very rewarding, and that is our Ego Toilet, newly constructed and officiated in Big Sur, California. And as you know, we were not with you live last weekend because we were concluding 1 week of full ego flush and Redeemery counseling in Big Sur, California. We were joined there by Elcott initiates, novitiates, and priesterlies from around North America. I'm very happy to have with me friend Everly, who, as I mentioned, has elevated to priesterly south from his initiate standing. A very rapid growth indeed, friend, and thank you for joining us.
It's a wonderful morning, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Wonderful morning. I got up this morning and I saw the sun shining through the clouds on the horizon. I thought, what a lovely morning. And I was remembering the conversation we had not too long ago, Ed, when you said that you had worked in the construction business as a young man.
Well, I did. I worked in construction of homes in Central Florida, California, many years ago.
And you said something I'll never forget when I said, what a beautiful morning, look at the sun. And you said, it isn't so beautiful when it's blazing into your eyes, searing your eye sockets, and you've only had 2 hours of sleep because you've been up late drinking cream de mint Jägermeister. And you mentioned one other...
Well, I was, if you don't mind, I was recounting to you my youthful days that led me to my days in Elcott.
Oh, no, I know that. That's when you were an inefficient, and today you are close to an efficient.
Look, I am an efficient. Being a priesterly, we are efficients. Hold on. Please, overlords, he was giving me a hard time because he said that I was having...
Fuck! All right. Folks, this is friend Everly. What we were talking about, I've got to let Dr. Elcott recover. You all right, Dr. Elcott?
Ah!
What we were talking about was the achievement. And in order to reach the achievement and go from initiate to priesterly, you sit for 1.5 hour in a bucket of animal waste. I should say a pan or a large, something they use in the concrete business. It's a large pan. And you sit and achieve a state of pure peace, solitude, and confidence, even though you are waist deep in animal waste. And some of it is human waste. As humans walk by, they are welcome to relieve themselves into the ego pan. This is called ego flesh. How are you, Ed? You better?
Yes, I'm better, and I tell you what, let's get to, I apologize.
Not a problem at all.
Okay, I apologize for questioning you. It just seemed that, well.
Yeah, let's bypass it. Today, this is a great day for Ed. Today, Ed is looking to move into underseer status, which is not quite the level of overlord status. And we'd hope that Ed would make quicker advancement.
Now, I just would like people to know, I've been in Elcott, The Next Step, for 30 years, and you've been in for how long?
3 months.
3 months? You've gone from initiate to priesterly in 3 months.
It was a rapid, yes, elevation, and because of the achievement.
And I want people to know that rapid achievement in Elcott, The Next Step, yes, can be made by, I should say, rapid advancement can be made by the achievement.
The achievement is simply the ego flush times four.
And you sit in a pan of animal waste up to the neck.
Well, in my case, up to the waist, because I was considered proficient.
All right, that's something I didn't know. I had to sit in
Well, your first attempt at achievement failed, right?
Yes, it did.
All right, and you were sitting in the animal waste up to your chin?
I was, yes.
Well, you should have known all you had to do was sit in it up to your waist. So that's your mistake, and naturally, you'll have to go back in now up to your nose.
I understand, and...
Well, it's... You can't show too much disappointment because the overlords are watching.
Well, the overlords are right now busy with some sports, I think. Oh, come on.
All right, well, I tell you what, without further ado, let's bring in the first step toward rapidity into the underseer world, and that is being free to speak your mind to an overlord. This is what's getting Ed leveled. He does not yet have that freedom.
All right, you're right about that, friend, and so I did request that. That's why I'm a little surprised.
Well, you haven't yet begun your rapidity. And once you've begun the rapidity...
Then I may criticize an overlord.
Then you may criticize an You may criticize the overlord in any way you want, but only one overlord, and that is the overlord that you have pre-designated.
All right, that was my mistake. I just criticized... Well, you are not an overlord, Thor.
Thor? You just compared me to a German god? What a... You can't do that. You can't do that. I'm sorry, okay? Ed Elcott, ladies and gentlemen, is one of our wonderful priesterlies, but he is stuck at a certain level, and we're trying to gain rapidity with him. That is, move him through the levels until he is able to achieve what has been his stated purpose, and that is overseer status. Not overlord, but overseer. It's quite a long jump. But it can be achieved using rapidity. Rapidity is when you are allowed to say whatever you want to say to an overlord without being leveled at that time. But once you are finished, then you submit to the leveling. It's what we call the curse. And it does include losing the control of one's bowels, becoming incontinent, diapering, then moving on. Losing control of the bowels, becoming incontinent, diapering, and then moving on. And then yet again, losing control of the bowels, becoming incontinent, diapering, moving on. So there's three sessions of diapering. How you doing, Ed?
I'm good.
I was explaining the diapering.
The diapering, of course, will be pursuant to this rapidity. And so I believe we are ready to start, correct?
We are.
All right, we'll be right back here in just a moment on Elcott, the next step, as we experience through me the rapidity, and that is moving through the levels to, in my case, hopefully, overseer status.
Elcott, the next step, is brought to you from Wampaw University, a presentation of the Wampaw University Department of Agriculture.
How about some breakfast at Jack's Eggs Are Me? I'm Jack Eggs Are Me. Eggs are, the letter R, me, M-E. Why? I've been working in the poultry business since I was 3 years old. I had my first egg stand when I was 5. I was delivering milk when I was 6. I had a cow when I was 7. And when I say I had a cow, I had a real cow because they took the cow away from me, then I had another cow. I had a cow because they took my cow. I'll tell you right now, there's nothing like Eggs Are Me. Come on in, I'll cook you an egg, I'll give it to you, I'll dare you to eat it. When you do, then you get your breakfast free because the eggs that we've got at Eggs Are Me. I don't know where they're from. They sure aren't from any chickens that I know of. I've got chickens. They haven't laid eggs in years. In years! Eggs Are Me! San Gabriel and 15th at the Poston.
Look at her hair. Isn't she a hoot? I wonder what she uses.
Every young lady washes with Brown Wash. Brown Wash, the brown rinse that leaves your hair lustrous, beautiful, and a whole different color from anything you've ever imagined. Nothing found in the natural world.
Look at her.
Brown Wash.
It's gotta be Brown Wash. I've heard about it.
Get Brown Wash.
Available now in Berlin, Germany.
And welcome back here to Elcott, the next step, as we prepare for the rapidity, my own personal rapidity. Now understand, once this rapidity is accomplished today, I've only moved into underseer status. I'll have two more levels before I reach I should say one more level, wouldn't you say, friend?
Well, one more level. You'll be at Underseer, then you'll have Overlord, which you want to bypass, and you'll become Overseer. And the question arises, why would you want to bypass Overlord? And the obvious question then comes back, who do you think you are? That's a very standard thing in Elcott. Don't be alarmed, ladies and gentlemen. Ed understands that. I should say Dr. Elcott, excuse me.
That's all right. You are allowed one of those. On the day of rapidity, it is my chance to retribute.
Yes, but I don't think you have anything to be angry at me about, do you?
I have some ways that you spoke to me that I didn't like. But most of my, shall we say, evening is saved for Beans Halberstam.
All right, well, let me say this, and I am allowed this through the rapidity. Who do you think you are that you don't want to be an overlord?
And again, using the laws of rapidity, I may respond, I think I'm better. I think I am deserving of overseer status for all of, and again, I say this with respect, for all the garbage that's been poured on me by you and them in there.
And using the protocol of the rapidity, I can say them in there, meaning the overlords.
Yes, and again, the protocol of rapidity allows me to respond, yes, that garbage in there called overlords.
And then we cease. No more negativity until your object of rapidity enters the room.
And she should be entering at any minute. Ah, here we go.
Beans Halberstam.
Well, Beans Halberstam, Overlord, and the daughter of Greg and Marcia Halberstam, both Overlords here in Elcott, the next step. Beans, welcome to our program.
Do you want me to be here?
I want you to be here, Beans, because this is my rapidity, and I'm allowed to tell you what I really think of you. And then, after that, I will submit. Again, I will submit.
And for people that don't understand, let me just sort of do the color commentary here. What's happening is Ed right now has genuflected in front of Beans. He's walking around her three times. He has poured over the top of his head he's poured over the top of his head tangerine juice, and he's ready to go. Ready?
Yes. In the protocol of the rapidity, Beans, but and how are you? What do I want? I want to tell you I think you're a filthy little brat, and that I'd like to pick you up by your feet, swing you around over my head, and then throw you like a hammer, and hope that you go head first into a signpost or a wall.
You can't do that, my mommy.
Oh, yes, I can do that, because this is my rapidity, and your mommy can't do shit. How do you feel about that? You have to tell me how you feel. I've got to get the...
Oh, now just calm down, Ed. Don't...
All right, I can't talk to you the way I want to because the rapidity only applies to Beans. I am simply asking you, aren't I not allowed gratification?
You are allowed gratification through the ego flush, but you have refused allow that. You've refused to initiate. So you were up to your chin in animal waste, now you have to be up to your nose. Are you willing to do that?
I would rather give Beans all kinds of shit. And again, I'm allowed to say that using the protocols. I would rather give Beans all kinds of shit.
Shit on.
Beans, you're a dirty, filthy little brat. And I don't care how old you are, I'd roundhouse kick your head right off your shoulders. Then I'd do a flying jump kick, lifting you off the ground, and with my right hand, holding a baseball bat, swing like Jim Rice and knock your ass.
Don't ignore my mommy.
What? What do you mean your mommy? I'm talking about you. You dirty, nasty little creature.
I'm an overlord, yeah.
You're a what?
I'm an overlord. You can't do.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I'm allowed. The protocols of the rapidity allow me. You know what? Keep doing that, and I will lift you by your hair with a baseball bat in my right hand, your head and your hair in my left hand. I will swing as hard as I can, like I'm Wally Moon going for the moonshot, and knock your head clean off.
All right, that's good for right now. We'll be right back.
All right.
You're listening to Elcott The Next Step. Hello, everyone. I am Friend Everly, and with us is Dr. Ed Elcott, who is informing the rapidity. That is, he is going through the steps of the rapidity, which allow him to speak to an overlord in any manner he wishes, but then he must submit to the overlord leveling, and that will be later on, and I would ask you to stay tuned for that. I know, Ed, it will not be pleasant for him, but you might find it entertaining.
You're listening to Elcott The Next Step from Wampa University, Wampa, New York.
Hello, friends. This is Ed Elcott, and the 15 steps toward the quickening, the leveling, the rapidity, and finally, Braunschweiger are available to you right now by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to Elcott The Next Step, Wampa University, New York, and we'll send you out our manual, The 12 Steps Toward Rapidity, Initiation, the Leveling, the Awakening, and the Full Ego Flush. What is it like to sit in a pan of animal waste as you achieve supremacy? What is it like to sit in a pan of animal waste up to your nose, smelling it, just reveling in it, and understanding that you are at peace, you are happy, you could jump out of that, well, I may say, I think I can say, out of that soup bowl of shit and dance down the street like a crazy person? That is what Elcott is all about.
To receive your special booklet, write to Elcott The Next Step, Wampa, New York. Wampa, New York.
Wampa. Dick Beegan Chevrolet all today, folks. We're going to be on the lot. We're going to be taking you through the lot, showing you those Chevys, showing you the beautiful cars that we've got at Dick Beegan Chevrolet. Let me tell you something. I don't care who he is. I don't care what he is. I don't care what he really does for a living. We got a lot of car dealers in this town. They want to undercut Dick Beegan. They want to make me look like a chump, make me look like one of the biggest losers the world has ever known. Try to undercut me, try to steal my customers, try to run me out of business, try to take food out of my mouth, take food out of my family's mouth. Fuck that. Dick Beegan Chevrolet, you come on in here. After you hear what they've got to say, you bring in their offer and I will undercut it by $3,000. I'll give you the car for free just to piss the scum off that tried to run me out of town simply because I'm Jewish. Dick Deegan Chevrolet, Highway 61, Orlando, Florida.
Dick Deegan!
Dick Deegan.
Hello, everyone. This is Friend Everly, and now Dr. Ed Elcott.
Thank you. And Friend, doing a wonderful job. Friend is a priesterly self introducing the program today because we have a very, very exciting and very special show that we're offering to you. That is the experience of me going through my rapidity. Beans Halberstam is an overlord, and I can tell her anything I want, and she can't do anything about it.
Now, we've had people asking the question, how long are you allowed to do this?
I'm allowed to do this up to 30 minutes. Naturally, and this is not a criticism, I am allowed this. I was about to say I are allowed this, but if I said it that way, I'd be leveled.
Right, because you were giving an example there, we'll go ahead and hold off on the leveling.
Thank you very much.
Wait, I detected sarcasm.
Oh, bullshit. Look, all I
said... Nice.
You got leveled.
Hey. Now, Ed Elcott was leveled because he got sarcastic, he got cute. One thing the overlords don't like is when you get cute with them. The overlords are there to ensure your transmission and transference through all levels of creation. But if you get cute with them, if you get the smart mouth on you, then all bets are off and the overlords have got to turn their back on you. Now, Ed Elcott.
Thank you. And may I now continue with the rapidity.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott, I note do drugs no more.
You note do drugs no more.
Now, Beans, as I was saying, you're, how old are you, Beans?
I'm 4.
4? Well, that's just old enough. I think it's legal in the state of New York to cook and eat 4-year-old children.
You're not bothering me.
Yes, I am bothering you because I can see your mouth drop open and you go, when I say something because I know you believe me.
I believe you, man. You're a dirty man.
I'm not a dirty man. I'm not a dirty man. I'd be doing the human race all kinds of good. I would be doing the human race all the good in the world if I just took you and dropped you on your head off a freeway overpass. How does that feel?
I'll do it.
What? You know something? Your parents must have... Never mind.
Well, now you brought her parents into it, because that's, I know, fucking... I must say, while Ed recovers from that, I've seen an awful lot of priesterlies go through the rapidity. I haven't seen any of them get leveled as much in a rapidity session as Ed has. Most of them try to stay within the bounds and accept the leveling post-rapidity. But Ed is, he's crossing the line here a couple times. How you doing, Ed? Oh, yeah. York, can you continue?
Yes, are you kidding? I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Na-na-na-na-na.
I'd like to shove goat waste into your...
Take it easy, Ed. Tell me to take it easy. Well, I'm telling you to take it easy, because the overlords are in there right now. They'd like nothing more than to cook you down to the size of a walnut. You know that.
I'd like to shove your head full of animal waste. I'd like to stick goat waste into your mouth beans and parade you around town and say, look, here's a little four-year-old girl who had a big, fat, smart-ass mouth on her. Now she has goat waste in her mouth. What do you think about that?
I don't care.
Yes, you do. You would if you knew what... Do you know what goat waste is?
No.
Then she's not going to be able to care.
Why don't you shut... Oh, fuck.
Overlords. He told me to shut up.
What a bitch.
Go! No, you can't do that. Don't tell me to shut up. I'm a priesterly North about ready to become an overlord. And all he wants to do, all Ed wants to do, is become an underseer. So, you know.
Oh. You're stupid. My mom did you stupid.
Well, your mommy probably loves you, because all mothers love their children. But if your mommy knew you, like I knew you, and like I know you,
Well, you said the wrong words there.
I don't get leveled.
No, but we do have to...
If you knew Susie, like I know Susie. There's none so classy like that fair lassie.
This takes up valuable time.
Goodness me, what a chassis. We went right.
You can't say the words if you knew, because it triggers the Susie.
I'm the one who had
I bet it triggers Susie.
New Susie.
Are you talking about my girlfriend? Oh, Susie. Shit. Oh, Lord, he said it dirty.
You're listening to Elcott, The Next Step. We'll take a break here, because Ed, he's got a couple of levels to recover from.
I hate it.
What's that?
Elcott, The Next Step. We'll be right back.
Friends, this is Dr. Ed Elcott. I'm a priesterly North. I can tell you there's nothing more satisfying, nothing more gratifying, nothing that fills you with light, air, and a very clean and fresh scent like Elcott The Next Step. Inside, you are corruption, but outside, you can become as one with the corpulent ego of the world by flushing, by running your ego down into the bowl and pulling what we call the chain of life. You become Elcott The Next Step. What is the next step for you? Learn. Send away for the 12 steps of Elcott. They are rapidity, novitiate, initiate, underseer, overlord, and overseer with novitiate, initiate, rapidities. That's all there is to it. Send away for your booklet. I know you'll enjoy it.
Elcott, The Next Step, the 12 steps. Send away for the booklet now to Wampaw University, Elcott. That's Elcott, Wampaw.
That's very lazy of you, Al.
Sorry, Elcott in Wampaw, New York. Sorry, Doc.
And welcome back to Elcott, The Next Step. A very educational process that we're going through here. This is what is called the rapidity. I'm at Elcott. With me is Friend Everly. And Friend, you were featured on my Twitter feed not too long ago.
Yes, I was very proud of that.
And we were very happy to have photographed you in your state of immersion. And that is when one becomes psychologically as well as spiritually lifted into the state of priesterly North, as you went through that immersion and had pure ego flush while you sat in cow waste up to your neck.
That is correct. Now, unfortunately, as we've said, you only did it up to your waist, which doesn't count at all. And now you must sit in animal waste, which would include pig waste, cow waste, horse waste, and some percentage of human waste. We don't tell you how much.
All right.
And that doesn't get to you?
Of course it does.
You have to evidence that, otherwise the other overlords think you're being disrespectful.
Oh, no, of course it gets to me. Of course it gets to me. Flips me out, freaks me out, and everything like that.
All right. Well, I can tell you that this next step is key. This is where you talk to Beans Halberstam, or whoever your rapidity object is. You talk to Beans, and you tell them not only how you feel, and not only what you'd like to do to them, but then you give them your innermost fear as to what the leveling will be about. In other words, you show vulnerability.
Yeah, and that's the part that, by the way, your voice has changed from the beginning of the show. And
that's got nothing to do with anything.
Oh, I say!
Kill the music, kill it. What's that got to do with anything?
I just... Beans, I want to run you over with a truck. I want to then take a rake and beat your face with it. But I want you to know that my innermost fear is that I will have children one day and I won't be able to protect them. And you also remind me of that. As much as I hate the thought of you being even close to any thought I may have of having children. There. You get it?
Oh, that was not... Right. Now begins the leveling here, and this is what is called the curse. And Ed is going to go through a series of levelings, and he's flopping around on the floor like a fish right now. It's as soon as he tries to get here, stop it for a second, overlords. Let's watch him. Hey, how you feeling, Ed? Now he's trying to get up. Go ahead, hit him. Yeah, that's fun. So, and this will continue through much of the remainder of the afternoon as Ed Elcott is leveled repeatedly. This is the flip side of the rapidity, where you get to talk to an overlord in any way that you want. As you can see, nothing he said made any difference. Beans is going to go back to the schoolyard and get into the sandbox, and it doesn't matter. Her parents love her. So Ed is... hold on for a minute. How you doing, Ed? Ed, how you doing?
Yeah.
Can you take it?
Fuck you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's Ed. And by the way, he's not going to... Well, give him another blast for that F-U.
Yeah.
Okay, Ed. Now watch this. Ed, we're all done. We're all done.
Thank God.
I was only kidding. This is, as we mentioned, the curse, and this is something that everyone who wants to become an underseer, an overlord, an overseer must go through. Okay, hold on, just for kicks, hold on. Ed, seriously, we're all done.
Bullshit.
We're all done, Ed. Now get up. Get up. Somebody got a paper towel, clean him up. You all right, buddy? I was only kidding.
Elcott, the next step has been brought to you by the University of Wampaw Department of Agriculture. Elcott, the next step is a presentation of Elcott, the next step, Denver, Colorado, solely responsible for its content.
Before in my life. Feeling good?
Yeah.
I was wondering, as a special tribute to the overlords and as part of your initiation into the underseer level, why don't you come back on the air in the studio so that we could present you with the crest?
Oh, you don't have to do that.
We want to do that.
I know. I'll be there in a minute.
Ed Elcott here. Oh, we're on the air.
Yes, we are. I wanted to give you this and this.
Ah!
Hey, what are you doing, Overlords? I didn't do anything!